We're talking today with our state extension wheat specialist, Dr. Dave Barnberger. And Dave, let's talk a little bit about where we are right now with this 2017 wheat crop in the state of Oklahoma. We are getting mighty close to some harvest, it sounds like.
Yeah, we're moving right along. And to be honest, I think later in this week, it would not surprise me if I hear of a report of somebody cutting wheat down towards the Red River. We're definitely moving along there, and especially with our earlier varieties, and we could be looking at that week, maybe even 2 weeks earlier than normal in terms of harvest dates. Crop condition overall, you know, there is a lot of pretty good looking wheat out there overall. We did have some diseases in some areas, and if you were managing for those diseases, I think you're really going to protect a lot of that yield potential that can be out there. So, yeah, looking forward to see kind of what the combine is going to start telling us.
Right. Of course, that's the real measure of the crop at the end of the day. One thing we are seeing, I mean, USDA suggested this last week, we had a lot of acres that evidently that will not be harvested for grain this year.
Yeah, the wheat tour that we had not too long ago came out with an estimate of close to 3 million acres harvested, which would have been about two-thirds of the planted acres that we had in the state, and then the USDA dropped that number a little bit. We'll see where we end up. The two-thirds deal might maybe a little bit on the high side, but we'll see where we end up in terms of our total harvested acres and our total production. I think overall, in terms of average yields, again, we'll have, I think, above average yields overall. And part of that could be due to the areas where we did have maybe some poor ground, poor wheat. Those acres are going to be taken off for hay or terminated, go to another crop, as well as graze out acres being up as well. So we'll see where we end up in terms of total harvested acres and total production. But in terms of what we have out there, I think we'll have pretty decent yields.
Now, for those yields, for those acres that will be harvested for grain, will be combined, your thoughts on did we get adequate resources to that crop, especially nitrogen?
Great question. And, you know, the gut feeling for a lot of people on that, when we talk about Oklahoma in general, is probably no. You know, we weren't going into this growing season with the wheat prices where they were at, not thinking about spending a whole lot of money, and a lot when you drive around, there's a lot of acres that might have been under fertilized when it comes to nitrogen. Take that, put on it, couple that with kind of our grain filling conditions that we've had years, kind of a similar situation to where we had last year. We've had overall cooler temperatures, we've had moisture available during this grain fill period, so maybe even a producer who has fertilized for their normal yield potential may have a little bit higher yields, kind of like last year, and still we may be running into some low protein issues. So it could be a situation where we have a lot of low protein wheat overall in the state this year.
I know that you indicated, you know, we'll wait and see what the combines really tell us, but that 90 to 100 million bushels, that sound about right based on what, you know, the experts are saying at this point?
Yeah, I think that's going to be a pretty good estimate. And where it's going to come back to, I think, is just the total harvested acres. There's a lot of decent looking wheat as you drive around, and to hit that 30, maybe 34 bushel average, what they are anticipating, I think that's going to be pretty close overall.
So a little off of that record yield we had a year ago.
Absolutely. Yeah, we were close to that. We were around that 39 bushel average for the state last year. Great yields last year. Again, this year, probably not quite to that level, but definitely going to be more above average than most of our years.